Hey, good morning.
Morning, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good. I was just
Good.
writing up some notes for the prioritization stuff, which
Oh, great.
if I don't do it right after the meeting, I get lost in other, 9 to 5
I
stuff. So
bet. Yeah, I bet.
give folks a few minutes to join. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Oh, we sent the rain down your way. Did you get some severe rain?
We did, and it
Yeah.
just feels like constant severe like fl flood warnings, it
Right?
just it's
Yeah.
been wild. Last summer was like this too, a little bit in DC, but it's hard not to feel like it's indicative of larger changes.
It is. I'm not sure that we should feel that way.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Good morning, Jennifer. Good morning, Martin.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Alexis is, oh, I see that my other camera is on. I hate it when it does that. I'll look over here. Alexis is on leave this week, and so I thought we'd do just like a quick little discussion about what's going to happen on Thursday. And it may not be long. So let's go ahead and get started. It's summertime. I think everyone's always, grateful for a short meeting. So first is a reminder that we do have one volunteer for PC co-chair. We have not received any others. And so the deadline for that is close of business tomorrow. And if no one else volunteers, then I actually was going to I talked to Kristen briefly about this, just what the protocol is. I think typically do like a pro forma vote to vote someone in. Like, what if there's only one volunteer? What have you done in the past, Todd? I
I
feel
think
like you've got like protocol down.
that's because I spent many years in my I live in a cooperative on the board, and especially early on, we had a parliamentarian who, like, someone who really knew Robert's rules and all that. So a legitimate thing to do would be, if there's only one candidate and it's uncontested, would be to accept by acclamation. You accept the slate by acclamation.
Okay.
Now,
Great. Hey, Kristen.
hey, I didn't know if I should be here or not because we're doing the changing of the guard, but I figured I could pop my head
You're always welcome. And I think that given if we haven't said it already, given like the massive turnover that we're having, anyone who wants to participate is welcome too. I know that most people are probably eager to be free, but thanks for coming. So we were just talking about the fact that we only have one co-chair volunteer right now, and the deadline is end of business tomorrow. And what's going to happen on Thursday if we just have that one person? So Todd was suggesting a vote by acclamation.
Yeah, I think we've done that, or we've just been like, okay, you're on. I don't remember if we did a vote by acclamation for you.
I can't remember either. It's a little bit embarrassing. I also think that I was out of the office. I think I was on vacation when we did the like official welcoming last year. So I need a little help from all of you to determine like what's to be expected for Thursday.
I don't think we did anything. Honestly, we were like, oh, Caitlin, way to go. Thanks.
I mean, if
Yeah,
you
I mean, we
really
could
wanted,
maybe
you could call for nominations from the floor, but
oh.
I think that this is going to be I think it'll be good to get someone on, and Alexis has made it clear that she also, she's available. We'll do like a gradual transition since there's so many people out. And I myself am going to be out next week, so it's going to be kind of a spotty time. And in the event that we do have another volunteer, has anyone Have you have done something like this in the past? Like, do you vote offline? Do you what's the protocol been?
The last time that this happened, we voted in chat, I believe,
In the meeting?
in the meeting.
Okay.
Like, added it up. So we did not have a particular protocol. We also didn't have a practice of voting by Slack. I might suggest doing a Slack vote just since that's what we've gotten in the habit of doing. If you did have two people, or maybe you do, I don't know. I mean, there's an assumption that you're staying on.
I'm staying on. And not only am I staying on, for those that don't know, I've been running a major Folio implementation for the last year that just went live. So like I have like Kristen and Alexis know I've communicated with them that I've really had limited availability for the first year of my term, but I will be more active and more hands-on this year. So starting with this week, I'm officially going to take over the calendar from Alexis, which is good because she's going to be rolling off, but just generally speaking, you'll see a lot more of me. Sorry for that lapse.
Yeah, I would recommend probably doing the vote by Slack if you would just
Okay.
because that's been our practice now. And then you can just tell people to pick whatever emoji they want for one person versus the other.
All right.
So, not worried at all about anonymity of voting then.
No.
Okay.
It's
That's
a
fine.
group. I mean, I guess if somebody's running and they want to vote against themselves, that might look a little weird, but
Think we'd be extremely lucky to get two volunteers for this. And I'm, like, oh, my overwhelming feeling is like excitement for bringing these new people on. A little worried about, transferring knowledge as we have this big turnover. And I do think we have some exciting and challenging things ahead for this year. So I'm eager to like get in there and get things moving.
I made an announcement at the acquisition SIG about the changes to the product council and that we'd be looking for a new liaison. And I was surprised Dennis Bridges got a little like, what are we going to
Oh, making a note about that. Okay, so we have a plan for getting a new co-chair in place. Once that co-chair is in place, then that person and Alexis and I will meet and determine what the transition is going to look like. Like I said, I don't think it's going to be immediate. We have kind of a nicely framed couple months here between bringing in the new people and WolfCon. And my hope is that over the next couple of months, we're going to be bringing in different SIGs to talk about their priorities along with other business that comes up. But that'll be a really good way to read in those people. And kind of set a baseline as a group in terms of the biggest problems in the community right now. And I think it'll be a really good thing going into WolfCon, where I'm hoping that we can talk Kristen about vision and do a little vision workshop for our annual or the shoulder meeting and use that as a way to frame our work for the next year. So in terms of welcoming new people, I think someone said you didn't really do anything last year. Does anybody have ideas for how we could do this?
Are you thinking of something? Because I mean, a general welcome statement was made, so I assume you're thinking above and beyond a general, "Hey, welcome everyone." I thought we
Maybe
did that at the last meeting, but and so.
it was sort of like the initial before the formal. I mean, like we've made this like the start date. So maybe would it make sense for not everyone knows everyone. Would it make sense for everyone to go through, introduce themselves, maybe say how long they've been on PC, And even people who are rolling off PC, it might be good for the new people to understand, okay, Kristen is here, but she's not, she's going to be in a, pro forma capacity, or like, or a merit, like just have an understanding of like who's doing what.
I think that's a great idea. And then also now that you're mentioning that, I'm thinking some of the initiatives that have that are continuing that have already been started might be good to just review.
We may want to offer to like maybe not for everyone, but say who needs kind of orientation with like where documents are, how to find things, because it is really hard sometimes to find things, like how we vote, maybe covering PC liaison duties as well. I think all the members are PC liaisons. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Could we think about this. If we were to have like a reading list for them, they should probably read the charter. What else if we were, oh, Kristen, I see your hands up.
Yeah, I think we could talk about the SIGs. I mean, it's also, it's a good opportunity at this annual time to review the documentation that we have on the wiki and see what's gotten out of date a little bit or needs updating. It would be interesting too, as I'm thinking about the changeover. I mean, most people that are starting are somewhat known, but I think it would be good to know, like, what people's background are, how long they've been on Folio, are they hosted, are they self-hosted, and just kind of, get a little bit of information to get a sense of the diversity of where we're at, since we do have a more diverse group of people now, and also maybe it's a chance that, like, I'm gonna have to look and see. I felt like at the community council. Sorry, I felt like there were more.
You just remuted yourself.
Good. I thought it was me.
No, it's me. I'm doing things that apparently my computer thinks I'm trying to mute myself. Sorry. Yeah, because we don't need to like reinvent the wheel if everybody, like, I mean, Jana's gonna know what's going
Yeah.
on because she's been involved, but it might just be a good chance for us to all kind of spend that time to get to know each other a little better, because I think that will foster better communications throughout the year.
Sometimes I think it's good to say things out loud, like just to like if you might have forgotten what institution someone is with, or so if we did go around, do name, institution, time and folio, could we do like one like an area of interest or something, like kind of it's almost like an icebreaker, but like it your primary. I don't know if it would be like, it would just say area of interest. It might be an app. It could be like community development. It could be just whatever is kind of invigorating your community engagement right now. Lisa, I see your hands up.
I was thinking what would have helped me more and last year, and maybe I know we have the charter, and maybe this is getting into a dicey area, but if some I remember at some point somebody called PC recently, I think it was Charlotte, said the SIG of SIGs, and everyone pretty much agreed with that. If we had some agreed upon short way to define, even though if we applied for it, we should know what we're doing, but still I felt a little bit like it was a big area, and so either through our projects or through a statement like that, if it's agreed upon to say, look, this is what we're here to do. If you think that's, I think that's difficult, but it definitely would have helped me.
What if, so if we put together a little like recommended reading list for folks, and then maybe in the meeting, we could have people volunteer to do a little like summary of like, here's the charter. What you need to know from the charter is that, I mean, the charter goes over a lot of different things, but how we operate, how we vote, what's expected for us in terms of, I mean, we've gone through a lot this year in terms of like endorsing apps and that whole process. We're in a period of a lot of change. So kind of, that's again, like saying it out loud, where we are now is a good way to kick things off. So charter, probably the vision statement. Maybe just looking at the SIG report to give people a sense of like how we are interacting with SIGs. How does that sound to people?
Yeah, I think any action tied to our purpose like that is a good thing.
Do we exactly know which SIG liaisons were taken off from PC and have to be renewed or filled?
I haven't looked at it yet, but that should be a topic for this week.
So, I mean, maybe we can highlight these SIGs then so that can somehow get people to think about being lazy.
Great idea. All right, I'm starting to put an agenda together. So we've got probably about 10 minutes to go through and do intros. Those always take kind of a while. Then go into reviewing our kind of core documents, core artifacts. Talk about the charter, the vision statement, the SIGs, SIG report, how we interact with SIGs. Probably briefly talk about prioritization, even though that's kind of a nascent thing. We should also probably show them the PC Jira, because that is something I think we're going to be using more this year. Then talk about upcoming initiatives, like roughly what we think is happening in the next couple months. And Alexis had made that call for renewing the topic calendar, probably talking about that again so that we can make sure that we have the topic calendar up to date as we start to build out the calendar. Does that sound about right for folks? Would anyone like to volunteer to take any of these agenda items?
I can talk about the PC project space in Jira since I need to update it anyway.
I think getting into a cadence of like reviewing it, reviewing the calendar, like I think that there's probably, I don't know if it would be quarterly or what, but that always helps me because otherwise I forget to, forget to pay attention to it. So PC Jira will be Jennifer. Of charter, vision statement, SIG interactions, prioritization. Does anyone else want to talk about any of those? I want to avoid my tendency, which is to just like talk straight through a meeting. Is there anything anyone on the call, this call feels like passionate about that you'd like to share with new folks, old folks to talk about as we're making this transition?
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say I feel particularly passionate about it, but something like along the lines of the interactions with the SIGs, also talking about the liaison relationships with the other two councils. I think that tends to be more active between the PC and the TC. That might be because I'm been very active in that role for a while, but yeah. That might be worth also talking about, trying to keep those connections.
This sounds great. And it also it occurs to me that this is also a good time for us to like review who the liaisons are. So everyone knows. Same with the SIGs, review who the SIG liaisons are and who's rolling off so that everyone's aware of the need for those things. This is more, it's like starting to feel like a deck to me. We've got a lot here to cover. Jennifer, sorry.
Yeah, no. Kristen, you're also rolling off. Oh, what is it? What is it called? The stakeholders meeting, where you vote on all the CSPs.
Oh, release.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. We should put that on because getting another PC liaison to that group would be good. And then we can reach out to the group and replace that. Yeah, that release management stakeholders. I would be happy to talk about that as the current liaison. I seem to have lost it on my calendar invite, so maybe I've been rolled off. I haven't seen anything because it's usually at 8 a.m. on Monday mornings every other week. But that is a job that we will want to replace, and I think somebody who's a current member would be good.
Good. And who's the contact for that? Is that Alexi?
Yeah,
Okay.
there is a there's a Slack channel, and I guess maybe we haven't maybe we're on a little hiatus right now anyway, because I don't see that I've missed any meetings. But yeah, Alexi pretty much runs the meeting, and they're usually very short. So, but the work that happens in between is that we approve what goes into the CSPs.
Great.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's been particularly controversial. Usually, if somebody says someone needs to go into a CSP, or like, I guess it needs to go into a CSP. Somebody's really complaining about this bug. We need to get it addressed.
Okay. Great.
It's about the CSPs, but also the really releases, I mean the flower releases. Because there was this discussion that emerged from the subgroup about sunflower release dates.
Yeah, I feel like that's really the meatier conversations where the PC liaison's important is keeping that connection to the release cadence and putting that input in for what we're seeing as supposed to be priorities for the release. So I think you're absolutely right.
Great. Thank you for volunteering to talk about that. So our list of kind of important documents is now documents slash roles. We need to talk about the charter, vision statement. I've added to this calendar, our new Google Calendar and topic bank. We need to talk about relationships with the SIGs, which Todd is going to do. Going to talk about the PC Jira, which Jennifer is going to do. We're going to take a moment to like recognize that some of these things might be out of date and maybe set an intention to do some cleanup. We're also going to, sorry, Kristen's going to do the release management stakeholders, and we're going to do a call for like general leadership. We need people to step up to fill some of these liaison roles. That's a pretty good orientation. And then I would like to just like talk about the next 2 months or so. A lot of people are going to be on leave. We are going to be booking SIGs to come in and talk to us. Everything will be recorded. So my goal is that like we will be able to store those in a way that people can quickly come up to speed. And then kind of building up to getting our official PC priorities established and published, and WolfCon, where we'll be talking about vision, and hopefully also publicizing the existence of those priorities and just kind of see what happens. Jennifer?
I was wondering, how were you thinking of having one having a SIG, be devoted for like one PC time slot, or like having like two or three during the hour. I was just wondering because
It
I,
has to be more than one for us to
yeah.
get through them all. And I think there's value to time boxing it and keeping it kind of high level. It's like everyone has to give their kind of elevator pitch for what's going on in their particular group, because that'll make it easier to really distill the high points of like their priorities and their concerns. And it'll make it easier for everyone on this group to stay caught up and digest that.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if we maybe want to use like the topic calendar or something where they people can sign up. Like we have, these five slots, or something like four slots on this, going forward.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because then we can get announcements out to the SIG conveners.
That sounds great. This reminds me of two last things I wanted to talk to you guys about. One is cleaning up our Confluence a little bit. It's just sometimes hard for me to find stuff, so I imagine it might be hard for others too. Maybe like putting all, yeah, we got some thumbs up. Good. So I'll start. I'll wait until the new chair co-chair comes on and work with them to kind of maybe tidy stuff up a little bit. The other thing I wanted to suggest, oh, Todd, I'm so sorry, I didn't see your hand up.
You can go ahead and finish this, and then I'll come back and circle back to me.
Okay. Given that a lot of people are out of the office over the next, over the month of August, I wanted to suggest that we reserve 10 minutes at the end of each Thursday meeting for planning and potentially suspend this meeting for the month of August. What would people think of that? I see nodding. I just know this is a time where it's hard to catch people, so it might be easier to condense it a little.
Yeah, that's realistic. It's
Okay.
good.
All right. So Todd?
Yeah, so that's good because I was just thinking. So I've been in this meeting for a long time in the role of TC liaison to PC, and I'm not certain how I got brought into the planning group. But I was wondering, like, from the PC side, is this a subset of PC? Is it whoever shows from PC who shows up? I mean, I just kind of showed up out of inertia and figured I'd see what happens.
For PC planning, I was always under the impression that it's open to PC members and people who want to come and be part of planning come. I actually don't know more than that.
I can give you a little bit of the history here, I think.
The Wiki page says just officers on PC. I don't know what officers in this case should be, and liaisons from CC on TC while you
Okay.
are in.
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit of the history of the group. And so it came, there used to be an exec committee for PC, which was a little bit more organized. And so we felt like having that planning meeting was really helpful for keeping the PC meeting on track. And so, yeah, so if you do look at the wiki page, which, is accurate as of like the end of the last term, the officers being the chairs and then also the liaisons to the other councils, so that if things were coming up that needed a little bit more discussion about how we wanted to discuss them or just sort of like plotting out time frames for discussing, could use this. And then all PC members were invited, and we got some pushback at the time. I mean, it is open to everybody. So we got some pushback, like, don't keep it, the exec was closed. Don't keep it that way. Make it be totally open. So, like, this gets recorded. It's out there. If somebody wants to come and, like, we used to do this, we haven't done it so much recently, but we used to actually sometimes have people come and, like, talk about what they wanted to talk about for PC. to try to figure out how the what direction the discussion would go in or how long they need if they weren't sure. And so that was another purpose. I think it's become a little bit more just PC only, but that's Todd, why you've been here and why Kirsten would oftentimes come too. And so, you know, that's another role that needs replacing. So don't feel like you shouldn't be here. In fact, I think getting a diversity of voices about what we're doing is helpful, but that's where this came from. And that's the history behind it.
Okay, great. That's really helpful to know. I obviously did not know.
Yeah, I think maybe it was good to be was good to be good people to have it to, I mean to talk about that agenda meeting on Thursday
Great idea.
to make it clear that you're not expected to be there, but it's a good opportunity. Yeah.
Great. Good thinking.
I also when I came to TC, I was wondering about whether I should go there or not, and I just happened that
Well, you know, I might
came
suggest
regularly.
for those of you staying on, maybe you want to revisit this meeting again and how you want to use it. Because I do feel like it could be different than what's there. You know, it could be you could do it differently. So I don't think it has to be like this, but that's the history behind it.
Okay.
So that might be something like to bring up to new PC members too about how to do the planning. I mean, we shorten the PC meeting so that it's only an hour. So I think having a little extra time, getting the agenda out, it does makes that happen. It helps it flow so that everybody's not like, what are we talking about? Because, you know, the co-chairs got really busy with like a fire at their local library. I'm gonna have to run because I have a 9 o'clock here,
Oh,
but
yeah, it's already, yeah. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. This was a good conversation, and I'm looking forward to Thursday.
And I would just say it might be useful to have that history that Kristen gave us written down and available on the PC site, because you know, seeing how the planning meeting has evolved and changed, that can be useful. You can sometimes you can look back and say, oh, we used to do that for a reason, and we have that situation, needs change, but and so like I wouldn't want to lose track of we used to use it in such a way because it might become appropriate again.
Absolutely. I'm going to take some of what we talked about today and try to get either a Confluence page or a little deck together, something to structure our conversation Thursday. And I think that might be a good artifact for us to have, just like a stake in the ground of like where we are right now. What are the tools we have and what do we want to retain? What might we want to revisit?
Yeah, I agree. That's great.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I'll see you all Thursday. Thank you, folks who volunteered, and I'll just like tag you in the meeting and say, hey, can you say a few words about Jira and all that different stuff? Okay.
Great. Right. Bye.
Thank
Thank
you.
you all. Have a good
Bye.
day.
You too.